Let me reach over here and put on my red MAGA hat for a second. I'm going to represent the position of Trump potentially.
Good.
Yeah, we're cutting taxes for the richest among us. Yes, we're giving more and more benefits to corporations, but that will create jobs. That will allow us to take risks. That will allow us to spark innovation. That will allow us to create the next big market that will allow for, you know, more wealth for everybody. If we build a new internet, if we build a new auto industry, if we build a new thing, everybody gets a job, everybody wins, more money's on the table.
This was a reasonable argument. I don't think it was ever true. I'm a professor of economics. I've studied it all my life. What you're saying is a nice way, better way than they usually do, for what used to be called trickle-down economics. You help the folks at the top, you boost the profits, you give them a tax cut, and it'll trickle down to a good job for me and all that. I'm going to be more nice now than I ought to be. There was a grain of truth to that, but it isn't anymore. And that's perhaps the most important thing that I can tell you. And I'll say it as bluntly as I know how. The American empire is over. We're done. We peaked about 12, 15 years ago, and we are on a down. And it's very hard for the American people, which I understand. I am one. It's hard to get your head around that. We've had a century of on the way up, which is a lot more fun than on the way down. But it does happen to every empire. We're only the latest. Look at the British, how far they've fallen. We're in that process. So the problem with the trickle down is, yeah, there might be more jobs, but they're going to be created in China. They're going to be created in Brazil. They're going to be created in India. They're not created here.